Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
For a few moments, take inventory. Ask yourself, am I programmed from the time I wake up in the morning until I go to bed at night? More to do today than, say, you did last year or the year before. After a while, you begin to think of your self-worth strictly in terms of production and output. Whether it is the number of trips to take your kids somewhere, how many hours you work, or how many meetings or church services you crowd into your schedule. Saying no gets more and more difficult. There is a new addiction claiming more and more victims today, a kind of urban blight that infects our lives, robbing us of purpose, creativity, leisure, any spare time, and peace of mind. So say Dr. Rick Fowler and Cassie Finley, who co-authored a book entitled Too Busy to Live. It's an addiction, they said, which our generation applauds. In the introduction, the authors wrote, 21st century Western culture defines success, status, loyalty, and purpose in terms of a high volume of activity. The unhealthy negative consequences of excessive busyness go largely unrecognized or attributed to other causes. Without realizing it, you can become addicted to busyness. You become more and more tense, your stress level rises, you are irritable with those whom you really love and esteem. Honestly, you are not the loving, caring person you once were, something that contributes to the growing pool of brokenness and conflict in our homes and lives. So what's our greatest need today? Better organizational skills? Knowing how to do a better job of managing? Learning to be more efficient? Or whittling down the to-do list, realizing you are not Superman or Superwoman? You can't do everything, and far more important, God never intended you to do so much. You must relearn what makes life worth living. Not increasing your production, but increasing your compassion, your care for others, your ability to relax, and to be the person God wants you to be. The only way to establish priorities is to recognize that certain tasks and responsibilities are not worth the price you pay to accomplish them. The need does not constitute the calling. It is far better to refuse to make some things your number one priority when you sacrifice the best things and certainly the best life, the one God intended for you. Long before there were computers, iPods, and high-octane stress, God said, "Be still and know that I am God." The phrase, "be still," means to cease from your striving, your activity, your busyness. Be still and know that I am God. Is there a connection between disconnecting from the busyness of your life and a relationship with God? The kind that makes you realize His sufficiency is more important than your production? There is. And that is precisely why quiet time is vitally necessary. Haste is the parent of our mistakes. The ones we make in a hurry when we haven't had time to think through things, to pray about them, and to seek the mind of God who knows the future and who knows what is best for His children. A final thought. You are as busy as you choose to be. Take time, friend. Pull the plug on busyness and get control of your life before it controls you. Be still and know that God is God.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.